Good morning. Welcome to hour two of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, just to be clear, we're not bashing Steve.
And like,
got a couple of emails, and we're like, what are you talking about? You think he wouldn't be like,
he is the instigator of most of our fake fights. By the way,
and we're not fighting. We love Steve.
We actually adore Steve, but he wrote in, so. I don't know if I'm supposed to read this out loud, but he sent us a screenshot of a message he got. It said, "Steve, I'm your ears. Brittany and Donna are trash talking about you. Donna, of all people, is commenting on your fashion choices. I got you, buddy. Please destroy this message."
Excuse me. I know our voices might sound alike, but that was her.
That was 100% me attacking his Amazon basics. And also, let me be clear. Like, he's, first one that comes outside and he goes, when he comes out in the hallway, he goes, "What do you think about this sweater?" And, like, I don't seek out anybody to tell them if I like something or not, unless, like, I like it.
Right.
So I'm not, like, a person who goes, "Hey, your shirt is dumb." Like, that's not how I roll.
Well, that's how I roll.
Yeah, that's.
But not today. That was Brittany.
So, like, he brings it on himself. I'm not trying to say bullying is okay, but in this instance.
You hear that, kids?
Some people to be brought down a peg or two.
I'm sorry, it's funny, I don't care. I will be like this.
What are you going to be like?
I'll be like, "Huh, you forgot your comb today, huh?" Or, "Huh, so you thought to wear brown shoes with those pants. Okay." That's how I do it. Like, I don't go, "Ew, those are ugly."
No, and keep in mind, like, I will literally be working on something in a random cubicle, and he'll seek me out and go, "What do you think about this? You like this?" Like, he's the bugger. And I'll be like, "It's fine. I don't know what you want me to say. Those pants couldn't be tighter. I don't know how to tell you this. I'm scared if you flex your thighs." But, like, also, he loves the attention. I cannot stress enough.
If we were not talking about him today, he would be offended.
Oh, I know. He sent us this going, "Oh, can't get me out of your guys' heads.
Hey, guys, I'm going to call in at 11, okay?" We're like, "Oh, I guess so."
And, like, I mean, I literally seek you guys out constantly because you guys are so funny. And I love Steve. Like, thanks, he's very funny. He's denied.
We all do. But how can we miss him if he won't go away?
Exactly.
He probably texted us twice already since the show started.
It's so hard to be really nice to him and sincere because we always swing back. It's hard, okay? If you guys met him, you would agree.
No, it's all love. It's all love. I have a little music news. You want to hear some?
Mm-hmm.
Here it goes.
Give me a beat. It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
So, Sunday night, CBS aired Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. But there was one problem. The broadcast was cut 2 minutes short in Eastern and Central time zones due to the local news. So, it sounded like this.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Okay, the one sing-along song.
During the Piano Man, out of all songs?
It probably was his last song, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And it started 30 minutes late due to the Masters tournament. So
now we have to blame golf.
Yep.
That's only fitting.
Wait.
You know what you did.
Love it. Fans were pretty upset because he was in the middle of that song. And CBS did issue an apology and called it a network programming error. So to make it right, They are going to re-air the entire concert on Friday at 8 o'clock our time. You could stream it on Paramount. I'm sorry.
No. I have a follow-up question. I know those aren't allowed, but...
It's fine.
What a 100th what? I was a little confused when you said the 100th.
I wonder if it's the 100th performance at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, okay. Wait, that can't be true.
It has to be more than that, right?
Yeah. Like you kept saying 100th, and I should look
Billy
into
Joel,
it.
The 100th.
I'll look into that.
That's what Mike's for.
That's what Mike
He's
is
our
for.
Zamboni. He cleans up after us.
Because that's a weird... What? 100th what? 100th...
Yeah, it's his 100th, record-breaking 100th consecutive performance at Madison Square Garden.
Consecutive?
Oh.
Meaning no other shows in between?
Potentially, yeah.
So I mean, it's a cool flex. It's a very
specific
flex.
No, that can't be right.
Okay.
That maybe can't just be his 100th in general?
It's his 100th residency special, so I think that was his 100th performance live at Madison Square Garden.
Okay. I saw him last year here, so...
That's why you're going...
That's why the math doesn't add up.
Yeah, I think just the fact that he's doing the residency for 100 times, or he's been there for 100 times. I don't know what the consecutive, I don't know what that's all about.
It seems like one of those... like records that has an asterisk on it that I'm a little confused by, but it's not impressive. Cool. I'm impressed.
He's great. If you ever have a chance to see him, honestly, I thought he was kind of, my impression of him was that he was a crabby guy.
Yeah. I think it's his face. You know what I mean? Cause I have that impression too. And there's no reason I have that.
And then you see him and he's so warm and he's so personable and he's so lovely and kind and shares the stage and shares the microphone with other people in his band. He was so good. So good.
Okay. And I'm glad Mike's here. Cause there'll be a real talk. Do you find that the no hair look, you have the responsibility of making sure, because Mike has a very, like, usually a smile on his face, and you have broader shoulders too, Mike. Like, do you feel necessary to kind of lead with a smile because your look could be intimidating?
Even when I had hair, I was told I've got resting D face. So
really?
I had friends in college who were like, I went to play poker at this house one time, and one of the guy's girlfriends showed up and was like, kind of looked at me weird, and then we like stared at me the whole night, and then I was like, what's going on? And she's like, I always thought you were the meanest person. And I was like, I've never said a word to you. I don't know what you're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never given you any indication
exactly.
of existing.
But yes, I get what you're saying, and I try to.
I think because I'm tall for a woman, and I find that I want to lead with a smile just because I feel that. And like my neighbor, who is, he's 6'4". And broad shoulders as well. Brian, I feel like he always kind of leads with a smile and stuff because he's like, he said that when he was younger, people always wanted to fight him at bars. Like he was the biggest guy at a bar.
Because of the way he looks.
Yeah, like his, and he's so, I feel like there's a great responsibility to, and I feel like Billy Joel probably has that responsibility too.
And when you're a bald guy singing the way he does, they always take still shots of you like mid-song. You look bad. You look beat off. I mean, you're really upset.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's just passion. Never looks happy.
It's passion.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, we're out of time. We've got to go. But when we come back, let's talk a little fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. It's a song.
You're killing it.
I know, thanks. Well,
no notes.
I'm really relating to everybody right
turn
now.
To fashion. Now turn to the left. Fashion.
So let's talk about why people are wearing their swimsuit, or the way people are wearing their swimsuit tops. And while we're at it, can we talk about how people dress at the airport? We'll get to those stories when we come right back on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, friends, what's up? It's Stevie Boy from my buddies at the Canopy Group. I want you to get to know them. You've heard me telling you about them. Here's a few facts. Fact number one, the Canopy Group writes more new business in 1 month than a captive agent writes in 3 years. How is that possible? Well, fact number two, the Canopy Group offers 16 different insurance companies, not just one. Fact number three, the Canopy Group offers annual policies, not six-month policies that leave you at risk for two premium increases, right? If you're on a six-month, you're going to want to bump that every 6 months. Fact number four, how about this? The Canopy Group offers one deductible claim time. Uno, not two, not three, four, or even more. Just one. Keep it simple. In fact, number five, the Canopy Group will shop your home and auto insurance for you with their 16 companies each and every year. A captive insurance agent, they can't do that for you because they only have one company that they're representing. Now you've got the facts. It's time for you to get some option. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany's in. Hey, can I get an update on how you've been doing on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge?
Ooh, okay. I think I won both days, or did I make that up?
Not according to Mike's face.
I won yesterday. I mean Britt in the city won for me.
Hey, Britt.
She came in with...
Steve's in your hood.
The Green Lantern.
How about maybe you stay over there for a second? Hey, Mike, how did
Brittany how's it going? She did really well. She won both days.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That really had me questioning my whole life.
I really felt like you were lying.
You left trailing 37-35, and Brittany got back-to-back wins. Now, I will say, in both cases, the caller got the win for you.
Okay,
so you got some people watching your back because Brittany did enough to get it close. We went to a tiebreaker on Friday and then the caller got The Shining.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, it came down to the Green Hornet and the listener knew that. And actually, to be fair, Brittany would have won either way yesterday.
All right.
Thank you. I was going to say, I'm like, I did get two out of the three, but Brit in the city came through hard because I still didn't learn. I keep calling it the Green Lantern even now, even
it's
though like
Green
the Hornet.
Yep.
Which just, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and I am said dog in this scenario.
All right.
So we're all tied up.
All right. This is exciting. Okay, we're going to be playing in about 10 minutes from right now, but in the meantime, you came across some kind of weird fashion trend.
Yeah, okay, this has been, so you know how I'm obsessed with reality TV?
Yes.
It's been peaking up in a lot of my shows with younger people. Wearing their, so you know, a triangle bikini, a basic triangle bikini.
And we say triangle, we're just talking about the top.
The top of the bikini is two triangles.
Yep. Just and as a triangle look. So
yep,
smaller
each boob has a triangle designated to it. And then you have a halter
string.
Top.
It's like a string bikini.
Yeah. And then a halter top, you know, with strings on top of the triangle, even though it's an equilateral. But anyways... And then on the side, isosceles.
I always thought there would be no math. What is that?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I had to prove I was smart because I did win two College of Pop Culture.
Okay, thank
college.
You.
And then there's two, there's strings on, there's strings throughout the whole triangle, but the way it sits, like an isosceles triangle on covering your boobs. People have been doing this thing and it's like a flex because your body is insanely amazing. And so they've been flipping them upside down. So the base of the triangle is now on top, and the points of the triangle then shoot back behind your... And I thought to myself, I was like, are they buying them? Are they different? But no, they've been taking triangle bikinis and flipping them.
What is the point? Just to show more boob?
I don't know. It does have like an uplifting effect. I'm too scared to look too closely when I wear a bikini, so I can't do any research for us. Also, my boobs aren't boob-shaped necessarily all the time, so I don't think pure material, like without some like kind of like forming, is going to help me. So I don't want just like two triangles holding on for their lives to my body.
What are they, like sock-shaped?
I don't... Like depends which one you're talking about. We'll get more specific. You want righty or lefty? Like, I don't either. Trust me. I don't want to have to talk about this, but I feel like I do have to do... if you see this, it's kind of driving me nuts because nobody's talked about this, but they seem to be flipping all their triangle bikinis upside down. It doesn't look like it makes sense. And you're right. Like, they have the kind of boobs that just sit perfectly.
Exactly.
Anyways. Yeah.
Okay. So I just came across an article that says, let's settle this. The upside down bikini, a trend. When, is that your source?
No, but when was this article written?
This came, having a hard time finding it.
Don't worry. It doesn't really matter. But I do feel like...
Oh, weird. And some of them are crisscrossing it at the neck.
Yeah.
Okay. So this article, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm hoping people understand what I'm saying, because I did have to draw you this out on
a
napkin, which I'm going to take with me because I don't love that I had to draw out a human...
Mike,
just,
I will put another link there too.
Cool.
Okay. And then you guys can figure out why people are doing, they're just trying to show more boob. That's what it is.
Good for them. I do say go for it. My only regret in life is I didn't send enough naked selfies in my 20s. So I say go for it.
You are so funny. So. All right. I have another fashion question. What is going on at the airport? People just basically roll out of bed and put on sweatpants or pajama bottoms and show up.
The pajama bottoms throw me off a little bit because I don't even
I'm like, okay, SpongeBob, what? Really?
Okay, so this is where I have the disconnect. I will be a garbage person in some ways. Black leggings, oversized sweatshirt. I do like having pockets available at the...
Same.
But I will rock leggings. But I will not wear pajamas. But I also don't wear pajama pants to bed. So that would be such an act for me to literally go seek out those, like, SpongeBob SquarePants.
I know.
Santa-themed.
Like, seriously, you might as well just come in a nightgown holding one of those old-timey lanterns. Like, what? Here, Sebastian Maniscalco really nails it. Here we go.
Could we put a dress code at the airport? It looks like a slumber party. Do people care what they look like anymore? They just come out now as is. They must roll out of bed. And then they're at United.
It's so true. And the thing is too, I can't stress enough that, like, you can get joggers that look good and feel exactly the same as those oversized pajamas.
Totally.
So, like, and jeans, they have, like, elasticity on them. You can get comfy jeans.
I mean, it's beyond that, though.
The sweatpants, or, like, sweatpants with boots is such a vibe. Like,
it's like, seriously, at least put a comb through your hair. Have a little pride. I mean, there's a lady who had a complete rat's nest in the back of her head. And I'm like, honestly, woman.
Okay, but like, we've all been there. You can go to Target like that. But like, if you are traveling, especially time zones, take a beat. Take a beat.
God. We're going to play a game when we come right back.
Hey, friends, what's up? Stevie Boy from my buddies at Hoffman Weber Construction. What a beautiful weekend we have in store for us. You're going to be outside. Which means you're going to be looking at your house a little more. You know, you don't really look at your house a ton, I guess, in the winter. But boy, when it starts to warm up in the spring and in the summer, you're looking at the outside of your house a little more. And that's when you might be thinking, well, golly, I think it's finally time. Like, look at the exterior siding of our home. We've been in this home for a lot of years. Is that you? And you're thinking, we need a glow up. Hoffman Weber Construction. Is it the windows? Have they been a little drafty? Or maybe even just on top of that, aesthetically, they're not what your style is anymore. Hoffman Weber Construction. Is it the new front door that you need? That thing's maybe a little beat up and worse for wear. You want to feel good when you come home every day. Hoffman Weber Construction. Or maybe it's a new roof. You know it's high time for you to do that. Hoffman Weber Construction, your custom exterior specialist. They want to partner with you in the process. No pushy sales or anything like that. They're local. They can be trusted. HWConstruction.com.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and we are all tied up.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I
want to
see how smart you are.
You're exactly right. You left trailing by two. You returned with a tied up game, Donna. That is awesome.
Yes!
And today,
thank you.
We are going to be, we should really be thanking Brittany. She's the one who did it.
Thank you, Brittany.
No problem. Okay. Thanks to our listeners.
Thanks, Britt in the City.
Thanks, B in the C.
Well, today we are going to be celebrating a milestone. It was 47 years ago today.
Can't we stay the way? Oh, a little yacht rock. Would this be yacht rock?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is David Soul, right?
David Soul, of course, from...
I see where you're going.
Starsky and Hutch.
Okay, I see where you're going.
David Soul, who we actually just lost a few months ago, so R.I.P. David Soul. He was the star. Of course, he played the role of Hutch in the 70s cop show Starsky and Hutch. He went to number one with this song, Don't Give Up on Us, and also had a number one hit with Silver Lady a little later on. But he is a very talented actor who has been on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Today, the College of Pop Culture Knowledge is all about actors or actresses that have hit the charts.
Dang.
Wow, you guys seem really excited about this particular topic.
It's going to be tough.
We're both not confident people about our brain skills.
Well.
Excuse me.
One.
Speak for yourself.
One of you will have a little bit of help because Christine's on the line to play along.
Hey, Christine,
baby.
My girl.
Hello, ladies.
Yes.
What are you up to today?
And Donna.
Yeah.
Donna, I can tell you, I just flew. And I was being nice, you know, thinking I would help the flight attendant get the cup from the lady in the window. And, you know, I put that out there. And the lady didn't even look at me, just put the cup in my hand and didn't say anything. And I just thought, well, okay then.
That's...
So you talk about airport.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, I've been so lucky.
Like it was like, here you go. Thank you for serving me. I'm like, whatever. Okay.
The not acknowledging of that, that's wild to me. But... I'm on your side, Christy.
I'm lost. I don't know what she's talking about.
I know you are. But she's just talking about she offered to take the cup from the person next to her and didn't even acknowledge her. Like, she was to throw it out.
I was trying to help the flight attendant.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I, like, went to go, and she didn't even look. She just kind of just, like...
Like, that's your job.
She was busy reading her book or whatever, and just threw it in my hand, and I just thought... I think she thought it was the flight attendant. I was just like, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Awareness person.
Yeah.
Like, how about a thank you?
Communication, like you say.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Christine.
Christine, I get you. Donna doesn't. So think about that when you go into this.
Hey, Britt, are you playing for Donna or are you playing for Steve?
I'm playing for Steve.
Well, then
what a traitor.
I know. I'm with Donna.
I'm a turncoat. I get it. All right, bye.
Here.
Love you guys.
Hey, come back with some candy or something.
Of course.
Cool.
All right, Christine's going to go on hold. We are going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Again, we are talking about actors and actresses who have hit the charts. You ready to give this a roll, Donna?
I'll try.
Let's see how it goes. Let's get it started with this first one. This comedic actor hit the charts for the first time in 06 with his rock duo partner Kyle Glass. He returned to the Billboard Hot 100 last year with a song from an animated blockbuster.
Jack Black?
This actress went to number 6 with the song Cups from the movie Pitch Perfect.
Cups. I don't know. How about Anna Kendrick? I don't know.
Dirty Dancing star Patrick Swayze hit number 3 in 1988 with this tune from that movie.
Okay, I got to think this one out.
You've got 18 seconds.
She's Like the Wind.
Anything You Like Repeated?
No.
Dang. You got 13 seconds. You want to shout out anybody?
Just for all the people who love Steve and are missing him today, I'm really sorry if you think we were being mean. We're just kidding. We love him. In fact, he's texted us about 4 times since the show started. Thank you.
All right. Rather confidently, Donna just ran right through all 3 of those questions. Christine, how do you feel like she did?
I think we need to change them all. I think they're wrong.
Every one of them?
I'm kidding.
You scared me, Christine! Oh my gosh, are you okay with all of them? Because I'm good. Confident about 2 of them, but okay.
No. Well, to me, Jack Black sounded good, so that's what I'm like.
All right, let's just go for it.
All right, we'll put Christine back on hold, and we will bring Brittany back in here to represent Steve today.
Okay, It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I've got Mentos, the fresh mega.
I would net, like, all they could find was Good and Plenty's and Low J's double wide.
Oh, I like that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I don't want to take their stuff.
I constantly do, so you do? I got you. Oh, are you kidding me? Like, that's how really? How do you think I have so much blind loyalty towards them is they give me candy all the time.
Good to know.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it again. Today's category, we're talking about actors and actresses that hit the Hot 100 charts. Are you ready to give it a whirl, Brittany?
I am so ready to be embarrassed.
Representing Steve. Let's see how it goes. We'll start with this first one. This comedic actor hit the charts for the first time in 06 with his rock duo partner Kyle Glass. He returned to the charts last year with a song from an animated blockbuster.
Oh, this is Tenacious D. So it's...
We're looking for the comedic actor.
I know. I'll come back to it.
This actress went to number 6 with the song Cups from the movie Pitch Perfect.
This is Anna Kendrick.
Dirty Dancing star Patrick Swayze hit number 3 in 1988 with this tune from that movie.
Time of My Life, which I know is not him. He had his own little song. But we're going to go back to the first one.
Comedic actor hit the charts for the first time in 06 with his rock duo partner Kyle Glass. He returned to the charts last year with a song from an animated blockbuster.
Oh, I forget his name and it's killing me.
All right, let's run through these here. We're going to start with the second one. This actress went to number 6 with the song Cups from the movie Pitch Perfect. You both got that one perfectly right. It is Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
Donna was not confident on that one.
I guessed. I've never seen any of those movies.
Whoa, you have a fun afternoon ahead of you someday. They're so fun.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That brings us to the first one. This comedic actor hit the charts for the first time in 06 and his rock duo partner with his rock duo partner Kyle Glass. He returned to the charts last year with a song from an animated blockbuster. You even gave me the band, Brittany.
I know.
That he was on the charts for the first time with the song Pick of Destiny. That, of course, is Tenacious D. But the actor is Jack Black.
Of course it's Jack Black.
Yeah!
My brain literally said, bye, when it was time to think of... That killed me as a person.
My brain is saying, yay. Mm.
And the good news is, I get to play this now.
Peaches, 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 peaches,
Of course, from the Super Mario Brothers movie. That is his version of Peaches as Bowser. All right, let's go to the final one. Dirty Dancing star Patrick Swayze hit number 3 in 1988 with this song from that movie. Donna knew it was She's Like the Wind.
Yeah!
Nicely done. That is a full 3-point sweep there for Donna. And a win for Christine. And a lead now for Donna. 38-37.
Christine, good job. Congratulations. Must be nice.
It was all Donna, so.
Wow. Not usually.
She's great.
Thank you, Christine.
Oh, she's a smart girl.
Aw. Hang on the line, okay? We're going to get you a fabulous prize. Aw, she's cute.
Okay, so I do need to ask if we can ask Steve that third question and see if he gets it wrong. Because I know he would get the first two right.
Sure.
But I don't think he'd get the third. So then I would feel less guilty if I knew.
He won't get that.
That's what I think.
He won't.
So at least, because I did make a joke that I could tank for him. And I want everyone to know that that was just me being dumb.
Every now and then, Mike will throw me a bone. And he'll know this movie is like 40 years old.
Yeah, yeah,
Donna
yeah.
will know it. Steve won't.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's your planning. I know.
About.
All right. Hey, should we do the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Let's do the tiebreaker. All right. If it would have come down to this, here you go. Yell at your name when you think you know what the answer is. This A-list actor had 3 top 10 hits in the early 90s, including the songs Wild Side, I Need Money, and Good Vibrations.
Barry.
Donna.
Yeah.
That is Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, the correct answer for that one. He's been on the charts a whole bunch.
He's good.
Yeah.
That Good Vibration song, amazing. Do you know it, Brittany?
Feel the vibrations.
Okay.
I mean, I just added like a little more. Like, I probably was a pretty talented. You just swing. Feel the.
Yeah.
Swing.
Good.
Swing. Come on, swing. Yeah, no, I was... Exactly. I'll give it to you. I sounded exactly like this.
Good vibrations. Oh, I love this song. It was so fun.
But is he the talent in this song?
Good question.
Because that
good vibrations is so good. So good.
Yo.
It's got a little Vanilla Ice vibe to it.
Feel it. Feel it. In case you forget, feel it.
Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Thanks for filling in the holes.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. Look at the time. We got to go. Speaking of Brittany, I finished Brittany's book on the plane yesterday.
Nice.
I'll give you some of my takeaways. The book is called The Woman and Me, and I have opinions when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. We really appreciate you listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Steve is out. Brittany's in. Got some emails I want to get to coming up maybe next hour. But in the meantime, I finally finished Britney Spears' book, The Woman in Me. Not a hard read, by the way. I mean, if you're looking for a Pulitzer Prize winning
this is not
author,
the one.
This is not your book.
No.
It's a very simple read.
It's written how she talks.
Yes.
You can hear her voice in it, and I know she had a ghostwriter, but they really nailed her voice, her point of view.
It sounds like her. It does sound like her.
Absolutely, it does.
Did you read it?
Yes. I read it. Yeah, I'm excited to hear what you thought about it.
I'm glad I read it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel awful for her.
Yeah.
I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
She explains a lot of things that, like, this is awful. First of all, the conservatorship.
Yeah.
I don't think she should have ever been.
Ever.
Under a conservatorship. It sounds to me like that was a manipulation by her father.
Yeah. When you break down, especially in the book, where they talk about never breaking an actual law.
Right.
What? Like, I've probably done more to get a conservatorship than she has. Like, rearranging my furniture at, like, midnight kind of vibe, you know?
I know. This poor woman has been under the conservatorship, was required to work out, required to have long hair, required to take medication she did not want to be on, but also... It talks about the emotional toll it took on her.
Yeah.
In one instance, she recalls feeling like a child robot.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of regressed a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I'm not a dummy. I'm not dumb. I'm sweet.
Yeah.
So people see being sweet as she's not very bright.
Yeah.
Clearly, she's very bright, or she wouldn't have accomplished all the things in life that she's accomplished.
Yeah.
I felt icky after reading it, hearing these things that happened within her family. She's buying a place in Hawaii for the family to go and enjoy. Meanwhile, she can't take a vacation.
I know.
You know, and part of the reason she agreed to the conservatorship was for her kids. They were going to take her kids away from her. Like, it's all, this is, it just feels very Handmaid's Tale-ish
to
me.
And you know what's so funny? I feel like it gave such a good insight on why her kids look at her the way they do. Because she had more restraints than they did. And so I think they had this weird, like they, you know how kids kind of follow the lead? Like if dad kind of talks down to mom, so do kids.
Then they believe it.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel like they did Britney. I think that...
They definitely did her wrong.
Yeah, and the fact... I mean, we all... If somebody told me, hey, you have to do... I have to show up to my talk and work with Donna, otherwise I can't see Go-Go, that's why I'm here. No, but you know what I mean? Like, if somebody held that over my head, especially when her kids were young, her favorite thing in the world was cuddle up with them in bed. And there's such a short window where you can do that. You want to be in court for years, not seeing your kids. Again, all because of opinion-based things. And when you look at... When she lays out how badly the deck was stacked against her with... Who the judge was, who the other lawyer, her lawyer was. She didn't even know.
Court appointed, and she didn't know that she could hire her own lawyer.
Exactly.
They withheld so much information from her so she wouldn't resist.
Yeah.
You know, and she's even had her sister say when Brittany would complain about the conservatorship, she'd be like, just stop resisting.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And
it was wrong on so many levels.
And I do feel empathy for people that were involved with it, too, because I think it's really easy. Like the sister, if the narrative is Brittany's crazy, we have to help Brittany. And you're also in that dynamic and not realizing kind of that this person is like, she was at a very low time in her life, Brittany, when they struck. I mean, they came at a time where, you know, the shaving of the head, the, you know, the outburst stuff. And again, nothing, she did nothing illegal. Not one thing that you could write up and say you have to go to court.
Right. I think the only thing was, wasn't she hitting the guy's car with an umbrella?
Yeah.
After she shaved her head. But okay, like, so, you know, right. It's vandalism, but.
Like, you, I don't think you're going to face jail time for, right. You know, as.
So, she was being harassed.
Exactly.
Kind of think Princess Diana and exactly. How people were constantly in her face. That's the level.
Yeah, with kids in her car. And that was a big thing with her. Is she always felt like she couldn't even drive her kids anywhere because she had, you know, paparazzi tailing right. her. So it's, I think it's such great insight into the way, man, especially we compare it to like the Charlie Sheen episodes that went down and
right.
There was no talk of conservatorship around him.
Exactly.
Just, like how we have this narrative around women to protect them, even to an extent that it is dangerous to them.
Right. I mean, it's just a sad story. It seems like she's doing great. She's trying to find herself now. She's going on vacation. She's, you know, enjoying hanging out with her kids. But I mean, the fact that she wasn't allowed to have dessert.
I know.
Well, everybody else in the family at a dinner is having dessert. And her father's like, no, I call the shots. You can't eat that.
Yeah.
He body shamed her, you know, made her do that residency that she was like, I'm not in a good headspace for that. Well, Dad, you should have listened.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens. Like she was to a breaking point. She had postpartum depression.
Yep.
What, nobody ever considered that as like, hey, let's
postpartum anxiety.
Yes.
And also, I think you hit on something really important is that she does have a huge heart. It really shows through with her love for Justin. Justin was her first love, and it's hard to shake your first love. And it's really, you know, with all these things coming out too, even when she was at first supporting his new CD, saying this CD's great. He's throwing that out there. Is like she could have done him pretty dirty.
Yes.
And she kept it pretty factual with some of their stuff, you know, and our opinion based, but she didn't go hard against him. She really didn't. It wasn't like he's the worst person. She would literally say, hey, at this point in his career, it made sense for him to branch off and do this. At this point in his career, it benefited him in a way that I understand, or why he didn't want me to have this kid. Like, she really is empathetic and sweet, and that comes through and unfortunately does bite her often.
Yes, she did the same thing with her family. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about Britney Spears' book, The Woman in Me. I just happened to finish it yesterday. One of the things she says is, first she'll say these things about her family, like,
yeah, they did this,
and then in the end she's like, I wish nothing but love and peace and happiness for my family. Who did her wrong? They wrote, in the worst time of her life, her mother was promoting a book.
I know.
About her. Like, who does that?
I know.
And somebody who loves you should want to protect you, not capitalize on you.
And we talk about the stunted growth thing. It comes through on her Instagram a lot with, like, wanting her mom's love and writing about her mom and writing about, you know, wishing that she had her mom's love. Or, like, as soon as her family does anything to show any sort of love, she runs towards that. And on a level, you go, this person is better than me, because she does lead with her heart. She does, for better or worse, she's looking for love. She has a huge heart and is so sweet. The book shines through that so often where you go, yeah, you're just somebody who, and she had such a passion for what she did. She loved dancing. She loved singing. And that's how you know they really stomped out that in her because she doesn't do any of that anymore. I mean, she's
they
still
broke
twirls.
Her spirit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and it's just it's so so sad.
It is.
And she didn't like she kept getting thrown into rehab. And from what I could tell, at least from her perspective, she didn't have an issue with drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
She was being a normal, what, 20-something-year-old person going out with her friends.
Yeah.
Knowing that her kids were safe with her mom.
Yeah.
Would go out, party, came home late, again, knowing
yeah.
the children were cared for. It's not like she was abandoning the kids.
And
it's just, it's... all perspective, I guess.
And imagine, too, any time that a mom, like, I, you know, we all babysat, we all whatever, any time that a parent went out, was everything was photographed and shown everywhere.
Right.
So it's like, okay, so maybe they went out once this month, and now the narrative is moms go crazy at their sip, you know, their sip and paint event as they, like, leaving just because they're drunk, at they had too many drinks
right.
at their paint your dog event. Like, it's just... And as I'm watching your kid, you know what I mean? Like, it's a rough narrative for sure. And the more you kind of look into it, you go, there isn't much there for the case against, I mean, for her
right.
conservatorship.
Right. I'm so glad she got out of this.
Me too.
You know, her father, when we were talking about the rehab thing, he confronted her about over-the-counter energy supplements that
yeah.
she had been given by her boyfriend at the time. And... her father put her in rehab for that.
Yeah. That's
for
wild.
Over-the-counter energy supplements.
So it's like Vivarin.
Yeah, maybe. Like, or maybe a Celsius energy drink.
Right?
Who knows? But
well, it's just...
And then they put her on lithium. It's just... I'm glad I read it.
Yeah.
If you have an interest in the story, I highly recommend you read it as well. It's called The Woman and Me by Britney Spears. And find it at a bookstore near you. Thank you.